This goes to show the stupidity of an American audience, I think.
I got blisters on my fingers.
And I'm still shit at this game.
And it was kind of 3D. Is that the one where you wash stuff? Ran around the world and things. It was really weird.
That's Galaxy.
Is that Galaxy?
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it.
Pac-Man Podcast. Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 4 of Pac-Man Podcast with
Paul,
Ambrose,
and me, Chris. Today we'll be carrying on with 100 greatest games from Empire magazine, from 49 to number one. Yay, number one.
Before we get into that, I want to talk about a film I sort of can very quickly. I know we talked last week
about By all means.
The Rage.
Rage.
But saw a film called
Watch It.
Chronicle. And that's, I think you've seen the trailer for it.
That's the telekinesis one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant film. I highly recommend it. It's a wonderful, and it starts off very funny, and then it gets ultimately very serious towards the end. And it's filmed on all like cameras, like
handycam
cameras.
Makes you feel seasick, though.
No, yeah. It doesn't. Like I know that. What was the film called with the monsters in
the monster.
Cloverfield.
Yeah, I didn't mind Cloverfield so much.
Dreadful.
Yeah, dreadful film. Don't get
but
me
saying
wrong.
That, Trollhunter's done the same thing.
Yeah, Trollhunter's is cleverer as a film. It's funnier. I think, yeah. And it's the way it's like the dark comedy of the troll.
Probably recommended if you don't mind.
Why the Americans refuse to watch a film in its native language.
Yeah.
They're remaking Trollhunter. You don't need to be able to speak much to like read many subtitles to get that film. It's really about the speech.
No.
It's
no, you don't find yourself
absurd.
Being taken away by the subtitles at all, really.
That they're remaking that film. It just goes to show the stupidity of an American audience, I think.
No, I'm...
Obviously Chronicle not our listeners.
Chronicle's not, like, as seasick as you would feel if you were watching it, because it's not by one person's point of view, it's by all cameras. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're watching it because one person's holding the camera, you're watching it because maybe two people are holding the camera, or there's... Like right near the end, I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a bit where the guy is surrounded by video cameras and phone cameras, and it's all angles like that, so you can see the speech of what happens at the end. Basically, I'm not going to give it away because it is a good film. It doesn't make you sick because he's not holding the camera the whole time. He's using his telekinesis to move the camera behind him and around him and stuff like that. So it's very smooth movement.
Mm.
But it is a very clever film. And
kind of a bit shot from a bit like third person computer game.
Yeah, yeah. A lot like that.
Like in the way the camera tracks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, definitely like
and
that.
And it'll pick strategic kind of points and then
he'll continue to move around.
He'll
have it floating behind him. While he's talking to somebody else.
Yeah, but then it'll come round the side or the front
and
things.
It's sort of very fluid movement. And the graphics...
It's a good idea. Like, using that computer game kind of...
Yeah.
...shot of the third-person angle tracker.
It starts off with him holding it, and it is very wobbly at the beginning, but as soon as they get their powers... Because the film is about them getting telekinesis and using it and blah, 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 blah. But...
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. But it is a good film, and it is very well shot, and it's very well... directed, and the characters are believable, and even though it is essentially a sci-fi sort of film, it is I think it's quite a good film. I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was, if that makes sense. And the graphics behind it are quite good as well.
A bit like CGI. The Rage.
No, not like The Rage at all. But no, I'd suggest if you've got it, or you can get it, you can watch it in next week and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I'll try.
The week after.
Maybe.
I've got it.
I'll see how the week goes, eh?
But it is a good film.
I do need to play Mass Effect. So it hasn't been getting so much loving.
No.
Oh, I need to do the weekend challenge. Yeah, we need to get this done by midnight. Hurry up, lads.
What's the weekend challenge?
It's multiplayer. It's basically four-player co-op. Firefight. If you play Halo Reach, you just fight waves of harder enemies. And there's a weekly challenge on this one. And it's... currently in generally these types of games and Call of Duty, you reach a certain rank of level and then you get the option to promote your character. You get taken back to level one, you start again, but you get something for it or something along those lines. And you need to promote three characters.
Alright.
I've done two, I just need to do the third one.
Okay.
But everyone's being numpties on the hardest setting. Which normally isn't too bad if you form a gun line. But everyone keeps on doing their own thing and dying, and it's horrific. It's annoying.
Okay, so we'll carry on with these countdowns. So we're at 49.
49 is the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. Never got into Oblivion. I love Skyrim.
Yeah.
Think Skyrim's awesome. But I never got into Oblivion. I don't know why. I tried it. Took a loaf of bread after finding a house after God knows how long. And then loads of thieves blew me up because I took their loaf of bread. I was like, screw this, I'm taking this back. I'm getting a proper game.
I can't take other people's bread.
Yeah, well, now I understand it a bit better. But, yeah.
Fair.
48, our personal favourite of mine, Portal.
Oh, Portal.
That's an FPS.
That is an FPS. It's not a first person shooter.
No, it's an FPS puzzle.
Puzzle game.
And very good.
And very well done. It was one of the games that was really cheap.
Came on the orange box. It was three episodes. Half-Life 2, Episode 1, Episode 3.
Yeah.
And, well, it was Team Fortress, which is an online game. I've got it as well on Xbox Live Arcade. I picked mine.
I think I played it on PC first and then got it on Xbox.
But generally, yeah, there's a lot of switches, and you got a gun that shoots two balls, an orange one and a blue one, and whichever one you go in, you come out the other one with the same velocity as you went in. Quite simple, but the puzzles are just genius.
They are.
And a good funny game as well.
Yeah, the second one's even better.
I need to play that. I really do.
I tried getting Leah to help me out in the multiplayer on the second one, but I'd already started playing it, so we had to go through all the levels again so she could catch up, and we got to exactly the same point and we were still stuck. So it was just like it was a good 2 hours, but it was a wasteful 2 hours because it was like I still can't get past this level even though you don't know how to. No I haven't got it again.
Ico at 46. Did anyone play Ico? I heard very good things of it.
I never played Ico, but I played the
pretty game,
the sequel, which would have been
Shadows of Colossus, where you actually climb over the guys. Yeah,
yeah, that was brilliant.
Big long journey to get there. And
was a brilliant game. I did find that very graphically.
Bosses that fill the screen.
Yeah, graphically it was brilliant. It was probably the best things I'd seen on the PlayStation 2 at the time. And even like the flying one, the flying mission where it was just a massive creature and you had to shoot it as it came towards you. You had to jump on its wing and climb across. If you fell,
no one's really nicked that kind of climbing over bosses, doing things and making them the level as such. I don't know, it's weird.
No.
It's not really been stolen.
It's a clever game. You played that one, Tom?
No, I've never played that.
It's a really clever game, and if I could get a PlayStation 2 and that game again, that's a game I would play again.
They've released on the PlayStation Network, I believe.
Have they?
Yeah, they've done HD remakes. Right. Of both of them, I think. I might have to get a PS3.
But no, it's one of but I've never played Ico. A lot of people said it was quite a good game.
Yeah, similar sort of thing.
Yeah.
But also a platformer as well.
Oh, right.
45, Gran Turismo. I love it.
Never got into it.
The first one I loved.
Tried it. Too
finicky.
Nah, there were certain cars in there.
I prefer arcadey sort of.
There were certain cars
games.
If you made.
Give me Need for Speed
or like Juice Burnout.
There was a couple of cars that handled like that. In multiplayer, there was like a Stingray, which was great. You could properly drift that round corners. It wouldn't punish you. And you unlocked a TVR at some point, which handled identically. And I love that car. Yeah, I like the first Gran Turismo. I haven't liked it since. Now it's just an anal simulator. I'm more of a Forza fan myself.
Fair enough.
Because you can tweak it to be quite burnouty.
Forza, I don't think I've played Forza
either. Forza 3 is a great game.
I did get Forza 3, didn't I?
Forza 4, sorry, now as well, yeah.
You got Forza 3.
I've got Forza 3. I don't really give it as much loving as I should because Forza 4's out.
Didn't I sell you Forza 3?
Possibly.
Because I remember.
No, I think you traded it in.
You were trading?
Yeah. Anyway. You didn't have the time to dedicate to it.
Yeah,
and the same here.
I did play it a bit. It was good fun.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
It was arcadey enough, but you could, if you wanted to, go into it.
That's it. You control the difficulty.
You could even put like automatic
braking
on, so it would automatically slow you down to the right speed at the corners.
When you really want to be lazy, it's like, I just want some money.
Press the control button and
And then even then, you could put on auto I think auto steering.
So you don't have to be there to play the game. No. Just no. Hold the
track. You can have a line on the track, but not auto steering. That's mental. Why are you paying £40 for this game? I think some people do it just to use the painting thing on it.
Yeah,
make awesome designs. Some people just use it as a design
for real money as well.
They really?
Yeah, the designs. Really? Yeah, you can download them. They actually sell them for real money.
Fair enough.
I've never really got into Gran Turismo.
Quite a few people get into it for different reasons. Yeah, it's a good game. Good all-round game as well.
Give me a kid's game. I'll play the shit out of that.
Sensible Soccer at 43. Did anyone play Sensible Soccer on the Amiga and ST? A great football game.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was top-down. Done by the same guys who did... I was about to say Cannon Fodder. But yeah, good old sports game. Again, that should be released for phones.
I tell you what was a good sports game. Did you ever play Track and Field? It probably was.
The Dave Thompson Wank Challenge.
It was button bashing to the extreme.
Destroy joy pads, that.
Yeah. ABB.
Did anyone use a pen? Did anyone get
No, I never got that good.
It was all about where you put it on your thigh and how you rested it so you could get
both
the
maximum kind of... I'm a both hands, man.
See, this is it. You rest it on your thigh, get the end of a big pen, which is rounded.
Like that.
Or rounded, and just go like that. Scribble between the two of them. Or just do one finger, then you get a blister on it.
Yeah, you got... Yeah, I saw people, like, lose skin on their fingers to that game. That was
and
harsh.
I'm still shit.
Yeah. Like, they still let the go of the javelin too late.
I got blisters on my fingers. And I'm still shit at this game. Go on. Sorry.
I agree with it. It's top game, though.
Top game.
I've got a soft spot for those games.
A lot of, they're trying to do that now with the new...
there'll be an Olympics game which is identical. Which might be a giggle.
Yeah.
A lot of mini games, I don't know.
The Beijing one.
It was alright.
That was alright. Like with the synchronized
swimming. London one?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I reckon, of course, because it's a franchise. Yeah, course, it's a license they can sell.
41, Eternal Darkness. Did anyone play this on the GameCube?
No.
A great game. A bit like, I don't know, Resident Evil, the original ones, where one viewpoint around the screen.
Yeah.
And you're exploring a mansion, and then for some reason you go back and live memories of your ancestors. But it had a sanity system. It's a bit Cthulhu-esque because you're taking on big gods effectively from another world.
All right.
Coming to destroy the earth. It's brilliant. And yeah, you've got a sanity meter, and if you get more insane, certain things happen on the screen, like you go into a room and there'll be loads of ammo there, and you think, score, because ammo's quite tight in this game, so you start picking it up, and then it just flashes back to when you go into the room, it's like, oh, I must be going mad. Or it'll just come up with a warning screen saying, need to save the game, or quit out without saving, or delete save. And you click save, and it doesn't do anything, so you have to click out the other one. Or switch your screen off, or does a lot of things. It's really good. It really breaks the fourth wall of games. It does it beautifully, and yeah, a good game. I hope it comes out again at some description or a sequel. It was a very good game.
Didn't they try to do that with there was an Xbox game that came out, one of the first Xbox games, Condemned, was it?
That was just scary,
terrifying.
Running around a dilapidated building, beating up hobos with a pipe.
Except you
game.
Can only ever have your pipe or your flashlight, so you can never see what it was you were killing until it was too late.
The old Doom 3 method of playing the game. Yeah. Deus Ex at 40.
Shitless.
I've played the recent one.
Are you good?
Manual for Latin. The latest one, yeah, it's good. It's a linear game, but the way you do it is up to you. It's a bit role playing game.
Yeah.
But you can be stealthy and go through all the vents and stuff and hack your way in. Or you could go in and shoot it up Matrix lobby styly with your biotics, because you're like one of the first cyborgs, a decent one, so as you gain experience you get new biotic powers. Or you can be chatty and talk your way through everything. You can complete the game without killing anyone effectively, you get achievements for it. It's a good stealthish type game, a bit like the old Metal Gear Solid. It's just a good all round game, thoroughly recommended, good experience.
Cool.
But again, a first person shooter.
Alright.
Because it's just a natural perspective. When I play Skyrim, playing first person as well, it just makes you more immersive, the game. You find a lot more games are going to be first person now. It just puts you in the position of the person.
No, I understand that, but I like to look at the character that I'm designing. If you have to design a character in anything, then why would I don't just want to see his hands? I want to see...
You don't design anything in Skyrim. All the armor's the same. You don't look any different.
You can design helmets and...
No.
You can.
No.
No, you
can. I've played it. I've put 150 hours into this game. You're not telling me. You can make them.
You can forge them.
Yeah, but it's the same design.
And wear them.
Yeah, it's the same design.
But then you can't see them.
But it doesn't matter. It's the same design. You get bored of it after 50 hours. 50 hours watching the same thing.
Yeah.
You do put a lot of hours into Skyrim. Don't get me wrong, I love Skyrim, it's great. I need to 1,000 point in that still. I'm not too far away. I need to cook a meal. That's about it, really. Another 1,000 point. I just need to put the damn thing in, really. It's one of the starting things you need to do, and I haven't done it. 39 Tomb Raider. I never played Tomb Raider. So
no,
I have
never
to make
really.
A,
I tried.
An
but
I think
really.
I played Tomb Raider. It was good.
People did love it of the
like
time.
I like third person.
Yeah. New one looks puzzle. Very good.
I played Legends and I played the first and second one. I don't never completed them or anything like that, but I have played them and they were good. They were good games. And they were good. First film was pretty good.
It was enjoyable.
It was enjoyable.
Second they're enjoyable. One, I wouldn't say they're good. They're not the worst of all the video game films, but...
yeah, they're not.
They're not great. But yeah, Angelina Jolie in it. Fuck it.
Yeah. He's really...
38 The Sims. Enough of that.
No Sims fan? I had somebody ring me up when I worked at Game about Sims.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you about this story?
No.
Somebody rang up and said, my Sims characters aren't speaking English. And I said, well, you need to go to language settings. Like, what do you mean? Like the writing? I thought she meant the language. So I was telling her, go options, go to your language settings, go to English. Is that any better? No. They just keep talking this gibberish. I was like, no, that's called Simish. That's what they talk. I made up a language really quickly, but their Sims characters don't talk. They just... waffle on about nothing. Some people are just idiots. Really. Just, what do you want them to talk about? You want to hear them talk about their day? No. You want to talk, listen to people, ring somebody and ask them about their day. Why would you want to listen
to? Put your standards on.
Yeah.
It's not a soap in a game.
No.
But it is. But not a great one.
Go on, and what's the next one?
37 God of War. I forget it mentioned, but I've not played it. I need to get a PlayStation.
It's meant to be really good.
I've heard good things. Possibly.
I think the year it came out, either that one or God of War 2 won the game.
They generally win some kind of award. But yeah, a good hack and slash game, but yeah, done well, apparently.
Apparently.
Sonic the Hedgehog, the original at 36. Great game.
Classic.
I prefer it to Mario.
I could get past first level, no problem. Get me into the second level where it's underwater.
Oh, the underwater levels. The bubbles. I loved it. It was great.
Never got past second level.
But then it had the cheat up, down, left, right, A start.
Oh,
up down left right up down left right A start and it just you need to, no it came yeah actually you could
it was a hack wasn't it
it was yeah a little hacky type thing like, but it also had a level select on it as well
but you literally could turn it into any object and create that object so you could just put like a million stars right at the beginning and collect them and that's you done so, or you could put all the gems down and just collect them and that's you done the game.
I love it.
It was a good game, don't get me wrong, but the hack and the
it wasn't
cheat.
A hack, it was just a little cheat.
It was a hack.
It's not a hack. You can't hack on its own joypad. It was just a little cheat thing that they put in. It had to be programmed in.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shadows of Colossus, number 35, Shadows of Colossus.
Oh, brilliant.
There's a picture of it, quite a panned out picture, and the thing it's fighting, all you can see is its feet.
Yeah.
It's got hooves. You've got a fair bit of screen there, haven't you? It's quite panned back from the guy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can see a bit of his belly and four legs.
I'd say that is the best game I've ever played.
Really?
I've played a lot of games, but I'd say that is one of the best games I've ever played. Because that is one game I did complete.
Sorry, I can't not complete a game. They're designed to be completed.
I know, I get bored easily. I have completed Assassin's Creed 1 and 2. No, 2 and Brotherhood. Revelations.
But not the last one.
No.
See, you need the endings. I love the endings of the Assassin's Creed, so I'll just put up with anything to play that.
You can watch the endings on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I refuse.
I think that's
I need to get achievements.
I did ruin it a little bit.
Yeah, don't go on YouTube
feel
and watch
like
something
again.
Because I could have done that for Mass Effect, but I did after I played it.
Yeah, Mass Effect's got so many endings; it doesn't matter which one you watch, is it?
Nah, it's got 3 endings.
Okay,
they're all the same. It's just how you get to them. It's just because it's a game over, it remembers your save and the decisions you made over certain other games. It's just the way you get there is slightly different. You might have certain people around, you might not have them around, so other things happen. And yeah, it's good. As a series, I think it's one of my top 3 games as a collection. But yeah, just for what they do, just for that reason. They got their faults horrifically in the first one, the exploring and the vehicle's a bit poo.
Yeah.
It's alright though. I quite enjoy it. It's just a bit monotonous if you want to get everything.
Was the first one you had to go down to the planet to scan and then the second
one was scanning. where it was just like mining from space and was incredibly
boring.
You
had to be quite
boring.
Close to the planet, didn't you?
And you get onto the planet. No, you scan the planet. Literally, you got a little light circle.
Yeah.
And you look at a graph going up and down, and occasionally you might find a mineral which you need to upgrade stuff. And it's a pain. I would have rather been driving around. At least I can shoot stuff in that tank.
Was that the second one?
But yeah, good game, second one though. Don't get me wrong, I love Mass Effect.
But the third one is you don't have to actually go in a spaceship. You could do it from
You scan from orbit. And yeah, I've got a little booklet that shows me where to scan. If you scan too much, then the big squid guys come.
Alright.
And but you can outrun them, so it's alright. Yeah. So you then can do a mission, you can go back and scan.
Fair enough.
Unreal Tournament number 33. It's considering you guys don't play first person shooters. I doubt it means anything, but yeah, used to play that in an internet cafe. But then we started playing Day of Defeat, which is far superior. Metal Gear Solid 4 on number 32. Not many Xbox games, or any, in fact, I've seen so far.
True.
The Metal Gear Solid 4 is not too old. I've played the first Level or 2.
You know why it's not in the bottom, because they're also good.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, I've played the first few. Oh, there we go. Thank God.
sorry, he's just seen number 31.
Yeah, I've played the first like couple of levels. Problem with the PlayStation, it takes ages to just load whatever's on the disc on the thing. First time you put it in, you're waiting for the 10-15 minutes while it loads something. Then you download it and think, cool, ready to go. It's like initialising it, another 15 minutes. Oh, for the love of God. Worst. It is a Blu-ray player, don't get me wrong, and I probably will get a PlayStation just for a Blu-ray player as well, but it could read a bit quicker. first one might have had an Xbox One, what we haven't mentioned, but Knights of the Old Republic on the original Xbox, Star Wars role-playing game by BioWare.
This one was not superb.
It was set in the past, so they could do whatever they want.
Yeah, and it wasn't licensed by...
It was.
Was it licensed by?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't. That's why they called it Knights of the Old Republic.
No, because it's the Old Republic.
Right.
It's the setting it's in. And there's the...
Don't think I ever played that.
Don't point it out to him. So there's a spider on the wall.
Oh, Jesus.
And Ambrose has just made it aware to Paul. He doesn't like spiders. I can give him monkeys, quite frankly. Let him run around the house, bless him.
Get away from me.
It's fine. You're a human being, Paul. It's not going to do anything to you. It's not poisonous.
It's jumped.
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, also came out on the PC. So if you can get an old PC version, I would highly recommend it. It's a good game, good story. But all BioWare games have a good story.
It's another game. It's on the Xbox.
Only recently.
Yeah.
But it's a GameCube game. Resident Evil 4.
Hey.
I like
everyone
that game.
Likes Resident Evil 4.
I do like it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch this on YouTube. There's a guy that's doing called Let's Play, and he's playing this one at the moment. So instead of me playing it, I'll just be watching him play it, and he's really good.
Oh, but there's loads of it though. That's
oh, there thing. Is. Yeah, he's up to level part
just
6.
Get it, man. It's a good game. You get.
I mean, yeah, I know how to play it now. So
you get like Resident Evil 2 with it and Code Veronica, I think, with it as well.
Might give it a go.
Half-Life at 29, which I've never played. Everyone banged on about. It looks horrific here. I've played episode. I might have played Half-Life 2, in fact, or episode 1.
1 and 2?
No, not in 2. Because I didn't have a proper hard drive at the time, so it was a bitch of a save. And they were good. Good physics and all that engines.
What? It's the same engine that made Portal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Half-Life.
Yeah.
But it's not the same puzzle-based game, is it?
Some of it is physics puzzles where you have to pick up a brick and put it on a seesaw sort of thing. Like, oh, that's clever. And you get a gravity gun which shoots whatever you want. Basically, you pick it up in at one level, like this is like a weird zombie level thing, and you go into some weird town. But there's just loads of random buzzsaw blades knocking about. Luckily, you just go around cutting up zombies. It's good.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's good. Tetris 28. Enough said. Really, it's Tetris.
Tetris has been on every single platform you can think of. Possibly, isn't it?
It's rubbish now. Tetris as Tetris.
That is a basic game though. People still love it. People still love it.
As Tetris and nothing else, you can't.
It's
columns,
a few
but
minutes,
it's. Yeah.
Dumb.
You can't reinvent
columns.
It. I love columns. Bioshock at number 26, a game I haven't played, but I need to play. Anyone played it?
Bioshock, no.
Great.
No, I always kind of wanted
no,
to.
No, I did play a bit of
it. It's tuppence as well.
But it is a first person shooter, I think.
Well, yeah, but it's a well told story there and a setting and effort.
Yeah.
It's good game design and good game story. I probably won't play Bioshock 2, but I'm definitely playing Bioshock Infinite when that comes out.
Yeah,
that looks mental and good. Super Mario Galaxy. Did you ever play it when you had one of your Nintendo devices? Brilliant.
No. Maybe a good game.
Yeah, so I hear.
I remember playing, like, once, like, a game where you ran around as, like, Mario or whatever. And it was kind of 3D.
The one where you wash
you, like,
stuff?
Ran around the worlds and things. It was really weird.
That's Galaxy.
That's Galaxy.
Is that
a
Galaxy?
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it.
So much so that you can't even remember playing.
Exactly.
I remember running around a planet and jumping, and
it was just pretty dull, fairly kind of linear but just circular at the same time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just very samey.
Super Mario 64 was a good game.
What? Sunshine?
No, not Sunshine.
Is that the game?
No, the first Mario game they brought out on the N64. That was
I'm not a big Nintendo fan. I've never owned any of their machines. No, Game Boy Advances, that's about it.
Okay.
But even then, that's about it.
Machines, is it not?
Well, Game Boy Advance never bought anything with it, other than
what game with it?
No. Advance Wars. I love Advance Wars. and the original Game Boy was something I had when I was a child. Really.
No, I did like Mario 64. It'll probably be in the next lot, so we'll talk about it if you get to it. But I liked it. Anyway,
and if not, we'll save it to the end. But yeah, we could do actually. Yeah, it's not a number one. Right, number 23 is Halo 3 on the Xbox.
I've played some of the Halos. Have you played Halo 3, Chris?
I've played every Halo. Yeah. I own every Halo.
He's
I'm looking
wearing
at
a Halo t-shirt.
I'm actually wearing a Halo t-shirt where we used to go to have from work. It's a good t-shirt. It's car.
Has he played Halo 3? No, that's Halo 2.
This is Halo 2. Yeah, this is Halo 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Halo 3.
I mean, is it any different to any of the other Halo games?
I'm trying to remember which one 3 is. They all blur. Right, the first one.
Halo.
Yeah, it's set up FPS for consoles, full stop. It set it up. It set the standard from there on out as well. And the mid weapons regenerating your health, that kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
Good story, probably the world best of the lot of them, really. And good, memorable levels. And the final boss, which is just a race in a vehicle.
Yeah.
The vehicles handle so beautifully. The Warthog's amazing in that thing.
Pumas.
Puma. and yeah, the final level's just racing off to the end to get out, and it's great. And you used to have 16 player multiplayer, so you used to have LAN parties, everyone used to bring their Xboxes together, hook them up, and then play massive games. And yeah, fun days. It made it sociable, and I used to love my LAN parties.
Halo 2. Just like 4 TVs. 4 Xboxes.
4 TVs, 4 Xboxes minimum.
Yeah.
Sometimes we had a few more if we wanted some more screen.
And that was before the days of online, wasn't it?
Like yes, it was. Students used to use their own internal sort of network as an internal LAN, So it used to be quite a big of students as well in the halls of residence. Halo 2 introduced pretty much Xbox Live at that point and online gaming. And it gets dual wielding as well and a NAF plot. It was really complex. He played another character. He played the Arbiter. It was all right. I liked it, and I'm a big Halo fan. I like the universe, and I think
I've played them.
But
again, they're related.
Just free introduce matchmaking. So if you played people, you played people of your own level, effectively.
Okay. So the storyline's never got any better with Halo. Would you say that?
I preferred the way the first one was done. Well, the second one ended on a cliffhanger. The third one... Halo 3's good, actually. Yeah, you've got some strong vehicle sections in there.
Yeah.
And it's Halo. Halo's good. I love Halo. It's a good game. But yeah, I think the way stories... I don't know. I'm thinking more of Reach and ODST, which are more side games.
The plot got thinner in Halo.
Well, not really, because you wipe out everything. You end a war. There's a massive civil war between the Covenant. And you wipe out all the flood, and you go to massive space stations the size of planets that can wipe out the entire universe. It's good. It's a good sci-fi, nice characters.
Okay.
It's good. I just like Halo. It's great.
Cool. Yeah. What's the next one? Halo. You like Halo, so...
Halo everyone.
I presume that Halo 1 and Reach, and that's going to pop up, maybe.
Reach, I don't think, maybe not.
No?
Although I do like Reach. I do play it quite regularly. I think it's the best of the lot. Playing wise, I think they've got the mix done perfectly.
I've never
played
it. No. I kind of want to, but
I've been watching a lot of Rooster Teeth stuff recently, so it's sort of
cockbite.
It wants me to. I want to play Halo.
Yeah.
In the same way that's the reason why I got Trials Evolution.
You'll get raped, but yeah, you should play Halo. It's cool, yeah. Man. I'll play with you quite happily. Get Halo Reach. It's tuppence.
Is it?
Yeah. You don't have to fight online as well. You can do firefight where you just fight waves of minions.
Yeah.
And you can have a jump pack and a rocket launcher, and it's fun because that thing's got unlimited ammo. And it's just death and carnage. It's good. It's fun.
It's they have and you got co-op. Want to play games again.
Huh?
The Rooster Teeth guys have made me want to play games again.
You should, because games are great. Why we're doing somebody else's top 100.
We'll do our own top
100. We like games, but we didn't want to put the effort in.
No.
We've got to have a quite limited top 100.
Yeah.
22.
It'll be Grand, Halo 1, 2, 3.
Grand Theft Auto.
Trials.
No.
Which
yeah.
Grand Theft
Civ.
Auto?
3. The first, the first 3D Grand Theft Auto.
Ah, yes.
When it was still silly as well.
Yeah. It still is silly, is it not?
No, it's very po-faced.
Is it?
It's like drive here, pay at this.
Get a
toll.
If
you don't pay, then the police come after you. Your cover's blown, so you can't get into the city. I know if people that still haven't entered the city, so they can't be bothered with that 15-minute drive commute to get the fucking commute.
Get a taxi.
I don't want to play a game for that.
No.
Although I did like Test Drive actually.
Mm.
And you do generally commute because you have to get from one part of the island to the other.
That was a really good game.
But if the more you damage your car or go off road, the less money you get. So you find yourself just naturally obeying the laws. But it's on a massive half hour, 40-minute drive. And roll up a few fags.
Roll up a few ciggies.
Yeah, and then you just enjoy it. No, because they had good radio stations as well. And you just chill. Just enjoy your scenery. It's a good game.
I remember we played the hell out of Grand Theft Auto 3 when it came out. Because we played the first two, and then they brought out. Suddenly it was. Not like a bigger world. It was 3D. You could do so much other stuff. It was a good game, and it did open up the what do you call it? Free roaming.
Sandbox. No, the first ones had their own cities and stuff.
Cities,
I mean, yeah,
it's the first.
It's the first third person sandbox, I guess. Yeah.
That's probably why I like third person. I like sandbox games.
I like the Grand Theft Auto. No, I don't like Grand Theft Auto. I never really got into it after the first one. No. I like the first one.
The first 3D one or the first?
No, the first top down.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Saints Row fan.
You got a motorbike, and if you suddenly plowed into a wall that you didn't see coming, you just exploded.
Yeah.
Whereas in with 3D, you could see the wall coming, and you could.
No.
Or jump off the back of your bike. And
just stay on the roads, dude. And the Krishnas. The Krishnas disappeared in 3.
Yeah.
So, and the new one's coming up. I mean, Rockstar, they've grown up as a company, so they make grown up games now. But if you want silliness, you play Saints Row. That's fun.
Yeah, that is.
If you want destruction, play Red Faction. Guerrilla, not Armageddon.
Okay.
Armageddon's underground. I don't. And yeah, no. But Guerrilla, it's great. Just go around smashing up stuff with a hammer, or black hole guns, or explosives. Gives you so many ways to destroy buildings. It's great.
Black hole guns.
Yeah, it creates singularity. Starts destroying the building. It starts falling in, and it explodes. It's great.
Okay.
Does it always finish
strong
with
gun.
An explosion?
Yep.
Cool. As long as everything's
big. I guess it reaches critical mass and all that energy has to go somewhere. 21 System Shock 2. Not a game I've ever played, but apparently
Never heard of it.
No, that's it. But it's the precursor to Bioshock, effectively.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's made by the same guys, and a lot of it's taken from there. They've got the plasmids and pretty much everything else.
Okay.
I think they might even have something similar to the Big Daddy. So yeah, I thought I'd give that a mention before we move on.
Cool.
Moving on. The next one is
Metal Gear
Solid,
the original. I've played Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, I love Metal Gear
Solid. Metal Gear Solid, the first one is good. But it was just a lot of sneaking around in boxes.
Oh, yeah, boxes. I love the box.
A full grown man fits in a box. Walks slowly across the room. Nobody notices.
It's still there as well. In every game, he's still got his box as well.
God. It's clever.
In fact, Sons of Liberty. Not Sons of Liberty. Oh, what's the other one? The one on the place. The PS PSP. You get multiple person because it's a multiplayer box game. You can get like boxes for 2 and 4 people. They're like love boxes or something. They've got hearts in the back. Yeah, that's what I love about it. It's a serious stealth game, but it's also got silly stuff like that in it.
Yeah.
And nudie mags in the lockers.
And you can take pictures of just people doing
dead
in random positions. Sorry, speaking of nudie mags, but Duke Nukem, why is that not featured?
Because I don't think it's. I mean, hey, we're on 20, but I don't think it's one of the greatest.
I wouldn't put it above 20, but no, I would think it would have been. Of
they had to change some of his sayings from the newest games because they found him a little bit too sexist in his newest games. Because he used to call women bitches and stuff like that.
I think he still does. But
no, he doesn't.
It's of the time, and
it was.
It's dated.
Yeah, it's of the time, but set in the future. I'm not 13. It's a weird concept.
I'm not 13 anymore.
No.
Back to Metal Gear Solid, but
brilliant game. Very good.
Well, there
game.
Was the one character who, the psychic guy, where you had to beat him by using the controller, second controller, because he can read your thoughts. So if you use the second controller, player 2-1,
yeah,
then you could do whatever you want. But if you used your own one, then he'll block what you're doing. But beforehand, it reads goes through your memory card and goes, "I see you're not doing so well in Ridge Racer." It's like, "Screw you, bitch! don't bring the other games into this. What are you doing? Jesus, I'm finding it trouble to beat you in the first place." Oh, and on the back, and you have to find a certain radio frequency at some point, and they say it's from the back of the box. You think, oh. Okay, what's that mean? So you look on the back of the CD box and it's like, it must be here. So you look in, see if it's engraved or something like that. It's actually a screenshot. It takes you about 20 minutes to find the fecking thing. It's actually a screenshot on the back, is the radio frequency.
Right.
So little cool things like that. Oh, good
that's
game.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I love it.
So hide things on plain sight, and you end up looking for it for 20 minutes.
Mm.
It was a good game, definitely. Okay, next one, number 17 is
Mario Kart on the SNES. Wow. My favourite, quite, it is my fave.
Brilliant.
it's a good party game. It is great. Game. It's just it's Mario Kart. Easy. Everyone knows Mario Kart.
It's great fun. You can have fluky wins.
It's white
everything
out,
you want.
Yeah.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto 4 at 16, the serious one.
Wow.
We've already mentioned this. I don't play them, and
no,
I don't want
to. I had a go at this one.
Yeah.
It was good. This is one with... That's not that one.
Right, so you have
San Andreas.
San Andreas was a silly one.
Yeah.
Half-Life 2 at number 15, sorry. We've done Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I don't want to spend breath on it.
Half-Life 2, you've played this one, yeah?
Half-Life 2, yeah, I haven't completed it. It was long, man. But yeah, I can understand why people like
it. But people are still waiting for episode 3 to come.
Yeah, they've done like 2 Left 4 Deads and Portal 2, and they'll get around. The reason they're doing episodes is they said so they can release them quicker. But they do get distracted by shiny things by the looks of it.
So it's like Half-Life 2 episodes 1 and 2 came out, and then they added Portal 1.
The first Portal was on the same box, and so was Team Fortress.
Yeah.
Which is a multiplayer
game. Everyone went,
game.
Half-Life 2, Portal. Ooh, this is shiny new, and then they went...
And there's here's Left 4 Dead. Here's Left 4 Dead a year later.
Yeah.
And then Portal 2. So, yeah, see what they're doing next.
Yeah.
I've not heard. But, yeah, I do like it. I probably won't go back to it. Maybe. There we go. Halo at number 14. They think semi-highly of it.
Yeah,
we've already covered it. I won't cover it again, but good game. I need to get the anniversary. Play the first again. Elite at number 13. I've not played it, but I've heard a lot of good things about it.
What was this one?
Basically, you have your own ship and you go around the galaxy and you can either trade or pirate or fight people. And it just gave an impression of like a massive galaxy, literally like infinite. But this is back on the BBC Micro and the Acorn Electron, you know, 1984, this game. And, yeah, I hear a lot of people bang on about it. Jesus. Yeah, looks good.
Is this one where you could warp, but if you run out of fuel...
Oh, warp, maybe. I've never played it.
No.
No, I mean, it's older than you, is it not?
Same age as me.
Same age as you. I would have been 2. So, no. But no, we'll see if we're find a flash version. Command and Conquer number 12.
Yeah. Which one? The original.
The
Red
original.
Alert.
Yeah, by the looks of original, but they're showing pictures of Red Alert. By the looks of it, but no, we'll say Command and Conquer in general because I think Red Alerts were better than Command and Conquer myself.
Yeah, I preferred Red Alert. It was just a lot more fun.
Yeah.
The kind of
buildings. Some of them games you amusing. Like, in it? It's like the Civ games. Or
whatever. Well, a strategy game. It's
strategy
the
game.
Strategy game. I mean, Dune was the first of the lot.
Yeah, Dune.
Because it was missed by Westwood, I believe. But yeah, Command & Conquer's followed on from Dune, and yeah, it's the strategy. I mean, some people are StarCraft fans.
I think I have played Command & Conquer. It's a good game. It's all digging for ore and stuff like that, isn't it?
And then upgrading stuff.
Units. You've got flyers, you've got infantry, you've got tanks. Yeah, it's good. I like it. I haven't played any recent ones, though. But yeah, I need to get a PC. I need everything. What's next, computer? Tell me. Hated it.
You hated it? Shut
absolutely
the
hated it. That was an awesome control game. Pad just doesn't make sense for third person shooters. I never got my mind over it because I started playing like a proper FPS, Red Faction on the PlayStation, which uses the standard FPS controls that every game has used since. Sorry, number 10, GoldenEye on the N64.
It's a brilliant game!
No,
awesome. Love it.
It is a brilliant
absolutely
game.
Hated it. Fantastic. The controls didn't make sense.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Excellent. You and two, that alarm
you
that you
wank
hit
off over it. I'll be here playing some Flash.
Do you know what? It's probably one of the only first-person shooters I actually like.
It is just so much fun.
It is fun. It's a stupid easy game. It is based on the film, and it is a good first-person shooter. And you could kill anybody you wanted in it. And it was excellent. I thought the... I like the controller of the N64. I don't mind the controller.
I'm not getting dragged into this.
Okay. I liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah, no, you guys carry on talking about it.
That was one of the games where we used to go around. Mate used to have a garage.
Yeah.
In his house, but he had his computer in there. And when it was sunny, he'd have like a couch in there, and we'd sit there and we'd play GoldenEye for hours on end. And I was shit at it. Don't get me wrong, I was shit at it. But it was one of them. It reminds me of that, and that's was one of the fun times, was sitting down playing computer games with a bunch of people who really weren't game players but were a lot better at GoldenEye than I was.
Like that's there's a lot of those sorts of memories for me as well.
Yeah
because I remember going on holiday with some guy and he's like, parents took like an extra TV and stuff back in the day of tube TVs. Dad took an extra TV and then like we had it in our room and we just played shed loads of GoldenEye, and like there's the jungle bit, isn't there?
Yeah.
And then the snow thing, I just remember the walls so well.
And that alarm that you just hear.
Oh yeah.
You hear that alarm now and you go, GoldenEye. Yeah. Such a good game. I mean, they even re-released it for the Xbox.
And you do even start the game.
No, they did. They re-released it for the Xbox.
No, download. It's a download, I think, isn't it?
They weren't allowed to.
No, they did. We re-release it, and they put Daniel Craig in the position of Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, it isn't the same thing.
No, it is the same game. It's different graphics. It's the more updated graphics, but that's how good that game is. They re-released GoldenEye for better graphics on a newer console.
It's aged.
Mm. It's not aged. That game has, but it hasn't. You could still, if I had an N64, I could still pick it up and play it.
Yeah, I could.
No, you can burn in hell.
Okay. Well, okay, we're not going to convince you, Chris, are we, really, on this one? So, we'll carry on. We'll carry on, yeah?
Oh, we're carrying on, are we? Sorry.
Carry on, yeah?
Pause. Right. Number 9, Mario 64. It was here, Paul.
Yes.
So, carry on speaking.
Again, I did love the N64 as a console because it did bring so many games that I remember from being a kid. It brought me Super Mario 64. It got me Donkey Kong 64. A lot of games ended in 64. Super Mario Kart 64. GoldenEye
64.
Well, they do know it's like Wii Mario. Zelda. So they do name
Ocarina
it.
Ocarina of Time.
Never a Zelda fan.
No, I wasn't a Zelda fan, but that game was brilliant because it was all time traveling and
number 8, by the way.
Lovely.
What? Zelda.
Yeah, Ocarina of Time.
But no, the N64.
They seem to be Nintendo fans at Empire.
Yeah, I liked the N64.
They disgust me.
And I thought every game, even Super Smash Brothers, that it reminded me, like, sitting in my room playing Super Smash Brothers in my bunk bed when I got it for my birthday when I was 12. I don't know. But I loved the N64 and I loved every game that was on it. The Mario was a different, because you'd played Sarge Gold of Mario and then suddenly it was 3D and you could move around the world, like the world's different. And Luigi wasn't in it, but the game concept was exactly the same. But you had to keep going back to the same level to get different stars. So there was like 9 stars on each level, but you couldn't get them all at the same time. So you'd have to go back and something would change and so you could get another star and stuff like that. And no, I did like Mario 64. I just like the N64.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem to be a Nintendo fan.
I didn't complete Nintendo fan. No, I like the Xbox 360. Give me a console with numbers at the end of it. That mean absolutely nothing towards it. Go on then, what's the next
Doom
one?
At 7.
Doom. Ooh. Mm.
Did like before Doom. I never really got into the computers. I never had a PC back that time. I played Doom 3 since, and it scares the shit out of me.
I did enjoy Doom. It was funny. It was impossible. Even on the cheat. Even when you were, like, invincible.
You and your cheat.
It was still really difficult.
No, I never played Doom, really. I think I picked it up and had a go and then put it back down and went, that's quite enough of that. I'm not into that sort of thing.
Yeah,
it was just kind of funny.
It's about now as well.
Like Castle Wolfenstein. What was it? The original.
Yeah.
The original FPS is Castle Wolfenstein.
Like where there was actually like swastikas and everything like hanging around the castle.
You fight a robot Hitler at the end. Robo Hitler with Gatling guns.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Sounds like a good game.
It was.
Abros, you can talk about this one.
Number 5, Sid Meier's Civilization. Which, surprising we haven't seen many Sid Meier games on this.
The original.
Yeah, but we'll talk about...
The original dreadful. In fairness, the original was pretty dreadful. As an idea and a concept,
2005, the original, it says it. That can't be
I played it
Before
that. Before I was 20. Yeah,
this isn't a 2005 version. Jesus. This
that's 2005. We're well behind the times.
Looks like it's done on a NES. But anyway, yeah, Civilization hit the floor.
Go on.
Fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
Everything about it is brilliant.
You got the new one. What's the new one? Civ
4?
Yeah.
Are they doing a 4?
I've got Civ 4 for the PC. Pretty much one of the only reasons, apart from porn, I will use a laptop. That's what I love about it. It's just so simple and so effective. It doesn't need big memory cards. It's not all about like the panas and everything. You buy it and it will last you for years.
Yeah.
Because every time you play it, you can play it differently.
Yeah.
And that's what's so brilliant about it. You can create your own worlds. You can play like scenarios. You can in like the add-on, the expansion pack, you can play the scenarios so it actually makes real-time events happen. So you play the Second World War scenario and, you know, Russia will declare war against, you know, whoever at the right time, you know, that sort of thing. And, it's just brilliant. I just love it. It's really clever. Even into the way that, like, the combat works. The only thing that annoys me is you can't kill people in Civ 4 with artillery.
Yeah.
You can only damage them. You can fucking kill people with artillery.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I agree, you should be able to kill things. I've got to play it on the Xbox and I like that. Artillery does kill things on the Xbox, you'll be glad to hear.
That's good.
Still, tanks. It's always about tanks.
It's all about the tanks.
Tanks and bombers. Planes. Yeah. Yeah, I like Civ. It's
never played it.
It's got the thing of the just one more turn.
I thought it was a completely different game.
Just one more turn. Just one more turn. Just one more go. And
before you know it, it's 2 a.m.
hours have passed.
There's many
appearing.
A time where I've gone, oh, it's like half 11, 12 o'clock, just one or two more turns, and then it's like, oh, just another couple. Oh no, now I've got to like follow, oh no, now they're actually fighting back. Shit, I thought this was going to be quick. Just another couple of turns. I've got to fight this war out now. He's nearly done. He's got one city left. Come on. How long does this last? Oh no. Oh shit. Oh come on. Just, oh no. Oh fuck, it's 4 o'clock.
It's good. I do like Civ. But yeah, it's a turn-based game, so you take it at your own pace.
Yeah.
You can get a drink, get a coffee.
Yeah, have a wee, whatever. You don't got to worry about pausing it. You can take your time.
You can micromanage, or you can just say, nah, sorry, you look after this city. You decide what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, and I might have a go
soon. It is good. If you got a chance, get on the Xbox. Get on the Xbox. It's a good light version. You can get a game done in like 3-4 hours.
Okay.
And then start another one quite happily.
Cool.
Number 4, Call of Duty 4. That would be Modern Warfare, and that is a great game.
Yeah. No, I have played that one.
The best Call of Duty. I'm not a big fan of the later ones.
Like Black Ops and...
I've not played Black Ops.
You've not played Black Ops? I like Black Ops.
Two just constantly smashes you in the face. It's just all the way through. There's no respite. It's just being constantly smashed in the face. Whereas this one, yeah, you got some chill bits, you got some travelling bits where you're just walking about.
Yeah.
You're not getting murdered. You've got the Hercules level, which is great. Absolutely superb, where you're seeing an infrared, just bombing stuff. Good story. Good first person, because you believe you're the person. There's interaction.
You're always all about believing that you're the person.
Well, yeah, it is in first person. It's a bit weird having a hovering gun. So it's nice to know you've got arms and legs and stuff, and you can be knocked to the floor. That's why I like Battlefield 3. When you leap over terrain, you actually see your legs, and it's just nice little touches like that. Yeah. It really is.
It makes you actually believe you're there.
Solid.
Call of Duty is a good game.
I'm more of a Battlefield fan overall, multiplayer wise, but yeah, a good FPS. Probably deserves more time, but you're FPS haters. Number three, a game I have no opinion on. I do have an opinion on. It's not a nice one. Number three, World of Warcraft. Anyone here a World of Warcraft player?
No.
Cool. Number two.
I want to hear your opinion on it.
Number two, Final Fantasy.
Come on!
This is my opinion. Final Fantasy VII, the only Final Fantasy I've actually played through to the end.
Yeah, and?
And, yeah, it's the best one by far. It's the ultimate Japanese RPG, and every other game since has been the same game or trying to be the same game.
Yeah.
But Final Fantasy III got it right at the time, of the time.
Yeah.
They don't need to carry it on. If they're going to carry it on, I don't want to reach speech bubbles when I'm talking to a character.
No.
I live in a certain generation where I expect characters to talk to me now. Sorry. Especially if a game comes on two or three discs. I expect them to be some sound on it. I don't want to have to be reading.
Yeah, I can't see still why they're doing that.
It's just lazy programming. It's just cut sequences.
That's
it's not
just saving money.
It's not in engine cut sequences where you're saving on power. It's just the process of processing the engine.
It's also designed to do that. The money saving, isn't it? Because they just can't be able to get actors in to do the voices.
It's just the Japanese like what the Japanese like. They don't change. They don't innovate anymore. They very rarely innovate.
No.
They used to be all what was in, but now they just don't really innovate. I prefer Western games generally. Some Japanese games I still like. I haven't played Dynasty Warriors on the current generation, which is a shame. But that's a terrible game. But a terrible game I like. And yeah, number one, Super Mario World on the SNES.
I like that game.
It's alright. It's another Nintendo.
It's a letdown
game.
As a number one game, don't get me wrong. But
it's alright. It's probably the best platformer.
Introduced one. Yoshi, isn't it? Is this the one?
Quite possibly.
It's on the SNES, isn't it?
Yeah. SNES. Yeah, SNES had Yoshi on it. It was a yellow box. I remember it well.
That's a letdown as a number one, to be honest. Game.
What would you put? I mean, as games go, yeah, I guess so. Unless you're going to go old school like Pac-Man or something like that.
I mean, like, yeah.
What else are you going to put there? It's got a mass appeal. It's a simple game. Super Monkey Ball wasn't even on there. God bless Super Monkey Ball.
There's a lot of games that went on there, but we don't know how old this list is, do we?
Oh, no, it had a few on there. It had Gears of War 3.
No, it had Gears of War, not Gears of War 3.
No, that was Gears of War 3 I read out.
No, it's Gears of War you read out.
I know what I'm reading. I can read it.
Go back.
Oh, for the love of God.
It was Gears of War, yes, but... It was Halo 3 was the latest game on there, I reckon.
Oh, it was Gears of War. Ah, oh, I stand corrected.
Ah, ha, ha.
yeah.
Yeah? Gears of War 3 is a good game. I'm not saying it should be number one, but I'm just saying we don't know how old this list is. Mm. There's a lot of good games
that
have come out.
Yeah, but what good game since would you say is better and had more appeal? What Angry Birds?
No, I mean, there's a lot of games in there. You could go on
the Lego franchise.
Yeah, but what would be? What would you
Lego
put,
franchises?
Would you put any of them over the
Star Trek,
Super Mario World,
Star Trek,
Star Wars, sorry,
Star Wars.
But Super Mario World, would you put them above that? Come on, think of a game you would put above that, or people would put above that. Really, think about it.
No,
it'd be Angry Birds.
Actually.
That's about the only thing that's had such mass appeal since.
Assassin's Creed, that's had quite a big appeal.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on number one on the top.
No,
games.
I'm just saying there's been more games that have more appeal. I suppose because it's an old game that's got more appeal. What about Super Mario 3? That wasn't mentioned at all, and that was a good game.
Yeah, but it's the same Super Mario 1, effectively.
No, it isn't.
What, because you had a tail that made you glide a bit? Right, great, but still, pretty much the same thing. At least Super Mario was the first of a new generation, the one mega generation.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of games you'd put that we would.
There's good. Not a lot of games I would put above that.
Gordon.
Anything.
Anything.
Anything in my collection I would put above there. And I might have some shite there. I can't see.
Bayonetta.
Nah, Bayonetta's good, man. Good hardcore slash 'em up, shoot 'em up, man. It's good. I like those type of games. I like a game to be a challenge. I like a game to kick me in the balls every now and then. I don't like easy games. It just makes me annoyed. I like a game that tells a story, fair enough, I'll play it.
Yeah.
If I'm learning a story, but if it's a game for a game's sake, no. I want to be kicked in the balls. I want to be challenged.
Red Dead Redemption I liked.
Yeah, good game.
A lot of people played that. Did you play that one?
Yeah, it's still got, you still get a game online. I go online every now and then.
That's it's a good game.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto in the West, as the West is failing.
Yeah, but it didn't make enough use of the trading. I don't think.
What in?
No, I got loads of money. I was like, I've got all these pelts. Yeah, what am I going to buy? Fuck all.
Yeah.
Fable. Why was Fable not on there?
Fable, yeah, exactly.
Because it's rubbish. No, I love Fable. Fable's I'm a Fable fan. Lovely. Don't get me wrong. But no, a lighter, please.
Lots of lovely things.
No, I liked Fable. I did play a bit of Fable.
I liked the first one. I think the first one was great.
I did play it. But then they ruined it with 2 and 3.
The last one.
I like 2. I like 2 more than 3. I thought 3, like, when you got to the choices bit at the end, I did think that was a bit quick and a bit
But the last bit is like, okay, that's cool. I've got a plan. It's only going down if, like, you know, a month at a time. It's cool. I'll just at some point just leave the Xbox on and some cash and do some cleaning around the house or something while the money just accrues. And you think 150 days left, cool. Just we'll make some more decisions. We'll do it. What? It's coming. I haven't got any money. I've got nothing in the bank. Yeah, so my Fable game, literally no one exists. It's quite handy. Their speech still exists. It's bugged a game. And at some point, you got basically a big wheel thing voiced by, what's his name? QI?
Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry. And it's just basically an arena challenge type thing. But I'm locked in a room, I've spun the wheel, nothing's happened, but I'm locked in a room and I can't spin the wheel. And it saved it, and I can't do anything about it. So I've got rid of that game, not touching that again.
Fair enough. Portal 2? I like Portal 2.
I've not played it.
You've not played it? It's a good game.
Didn't really enjoy it.
I know we've really talked about it, but I'm just saying
this. I think Portal 2 is a very good way of doing puzzles. No, portals in general.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
What else we got there? Saints Row. Love it. Silly.
Yeah.
The silly part of Grand Theft Auto. What everyone really wants.
Just that. Star Trek Legacy.
Nah, it's shite. But I love it. I might have to crack that on actually at some point.
You could crack it out for some achievement points.
Yeah, maybe. See what they're like. They're probably
complete
shite.
Complete a level.
But I've done that. But yeah, we'll see what they're like. But no, I think there's easier ones. I think I'll enjoy getting the ones on Assassin's Creed personally more than that. It'll probably be a grind.
I don't know.
Birds of Prey. Oh, that I do like. IL-72 might have got it wrong. Stomovic. Bird of Prey is a flight sim game.
There wasn't many Star Wars games on there, and there are some good Star Wars games.
No, there isn't. Knights of the Republic. Republic Commander was alright. First games, person shooter. Force Unleashed.
That's
no.
No?
I like Force Unleashed. Second one's awful. Awful game. The first one's okay.
I like the first one. I like the second one.
I wouldn't.
Dual wielding lightsabers, you can't go wrong, really.
Yeah, but.
Spider-Man, right.
No.
Did you not play any Spider-Man movie games?
No, I don't play any
that
of them.
That I liked, because that was a sandbox game, but you were Spider-Man.
What, Spider-Man 2, wasn't it? I think it was the best one on the PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah. Three was alright.
They've not really created
created that again. But that was a good game. Yeah. I'm not saying it's above Super Mario World, but I'm saying it's as good as game.
As good.
I am putting it out there. I'm putting
it's joint first.
I'm putting it out there. Spider-Man 2 was
no, I can
as
think
good
of a lot of
sandbox.
Better games.
Oh, well. It's a bit late now, so I think we've gone through the 50. Our number one is...
Yeah, I'm sure we'll come back
to
games.
Do we agree that
that
would be number one?
I can't. I'm angry it's number one, but I can't think of anything covered beforehand that should be any better.
No.
Wii Golf.
So, yeah, something like Wii Fit, that would make me even more angry. but no, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm not, yeah, I was disappointed, but I can't blame it. Empire Nintendo loving people.
Yeah.
But it is family friendly, so that's kind of their
thing.
I think
that's what it is, isn't it? It's everyone's played it, everyone likes it, and that's why it's probably number one. Probably because it sold the most as well.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it sold a few.
Because it was, popular. I think it's only sold.
And it came with the machine as well.
Yeah. Because it was like the first game out with the machine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As Nintendo normally do, they normally put out generally, a Mario game. Apart from the Wii, did they bring everyone out with the Wii?
Yeah, they did. They just released nothing but first party titles, so nobody would buy any of the third party titles.
Yeah, right.
And they just crushed them. So they said they weren't going to do that, the 3DS, so no one bought it.
Well, we got Peppa Pig for my 3-year old.
Oh, yeah. Any good?
Yeah, it's great fun. No. But she enjoys
it. Yeah,
she gets on with it. She likes it. She can move between the mini games, so she can play what she wants. And it's really funny because she sits there and she's like, "It's frustrating me." It's a, no, she doesn't. She goes, "It's annoying me."
I'll get my niece and nephew giving my iPhone and stuff. They can do that.
My 3-year-old nephew on an iPad is scary. But a good thing for kids, I guess. Good coordination.
Yeah.
You can make it interesting for kids. You can literally make anything for it and make it educational and interactive. So, yeah. Oh. iPads for everyone.
iPads for everyone.
Love them in our arms or our eyes.
Soon.
Man. I don't know. I'm happy talking. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. All of you. A couple of people out there. it's been a pleasure. I'm sure we'll go back to games at certain points.
Yeah.
We want to cover different varieties of games, maybe board games, card games, that kind of things in the future.
Dice games
as well. There's a few. I like dice games. But anyway, thank you for listening. And everyone else. Last thoughts?
Yeah. No, that's it, I think. Yeah, thanks for
that. Brilliant. That's your last four.
Nintendo 64.
See you later.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, thank you for listening and have a good time.
Thanks. Bye. Recommend podcast. Check out other podcasts at podomatic.com. Also subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on facebook.com/pacmenpodcast and follow us on Twitter @pacmenpodcasts. Links in the description. Thank you for listening.